Kanama County. Yes, sir. What's good, y'all? Welcome back. You already know what time it is. Shiny Shine Monday, episode 3. Yes, sir. Hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week. We are live November 22nd. The sun is up. The sky is blue. And I'm ready for my feast for Thanksgiving. I'm actually ready for it. I'm excited and I'm looking forward to it. But let's come into the hot topic for today. So, first thing, Thanksgiving break, y'all. We finally made it to the close to the end. So I just want to say I'm proud of you. Enjoy your break. Finish strong, and you know, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Next hot topic. I watched Internals. That was very interesting movie. I actually pretty enjoyed the Internals. It's definitely different from, you really can't compare it to any other Marvel film to me. So I enjoyed it. I loved the movie. Loved the how it's, you know, just different from the other Marvel films, and I'm looking forward to how the Eternals are going to be in phase 4 of the MCU. Look forward to that. And lastly, definitely want to put a pause on this, but everything that's going on in Memphis, definitely send out prayers. Can't even talk about it. It's crazy. What's going on, all that, you know, the shooting, rest in peace to, you know, Dolph. That was crazy too. Just sending, you know, my love and prayers to everyone. Hopefully, you know, things settle down, because definitely read up on it. The city was going to be shut down. So much is going on. So definitely send my love, thoughts, and prayers to city of Memphis, Tennessee. Anyways, y'all, I already told y'all last Monday that I was going to bring a special guest. And I told you a special guest was my boy, Jay. So, without any introductions, my boy, Jalen, man. Jalen, man, how you doing, my boy?
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up with you, man?
Man, I'm good. Can't complain. Just about to finish this last stretch here, man, with you. And, glad to be on the show.
Appreciate you. Yeah, man. The last time you was on the show was what? Season 1?
And we not even gonna talk about that.
Man, bro, it's been a minute, bro. I mean, hey, look, bro, I understand. You know, season 2, pandemic happened. You know, season 3, you know, you was still home. I was still home. You know, I get it. You know, but season 4, we came back.
Back and better.
But nah, Jay, for the new audience that are on Shiny Shine Monday, you know, let them know, you know, who you are. You know, just a little summary. You know, that's it.
All right. Well, for those of you who don't know, I'm Jalen Johnson. I'm a student at Central State University, senior year, about to get out of here. And what I really want to do, man, is on my own gym. It's going to be called Spiritual Fitness.
Okay.
I actually, you know, building it up right now. So really I just want to change lives through that.
So, talk more like what is spiritual fitness? Like, I mean, I know what it is, of course. Like, I know what spiritual fitness is, but you know, let the audience know what is actually, you know, spiritual fitness.
All right. So, man, honestly, spiritual fitness is me.
Okay.
Right. So spiritual fitness was, little did I know, before it was started my freshman year back in 2018, it was really started, you know, it's really my life, you know. Me with my athletic background, I was a 3-sport athlete. I was always in shape, in relatively good shape, you know, growing up, and I would like to work out and stuff like that. And I was one of those ones, you know, going to school, you know, externally good, you know, fit, healthy, everything like that, but internally messed up, you know, whether that was past traumas, whether that was home issues, you know, whatever it was, you know, looking good on the outside but not being good on the inside. So typically, you know, they say your area that you struggled in is typically going to be the area that you could, that you heal from and then reach back to help others from. So with Spiritual Fitness Man, the motto is to help all achieve internal and external mastery to become whole and able to withstand anything. You know, so we treat it like it's like they're two separate things, man, but it's all in one, you know. You gotta be good inside to be good outside and vice versa.
Amen, man. I like that. I like that. So I think there's one question, that, I mean, I feel like everybody wanna know, shoot, I wanna know is, how did spiritual fitness start it? Because when I met you freshman year, you already had this idea. You know, I just didn't know where did it come from, you know?
Man, like I said, it was really just all of my life experiences. So okay. Coming into college, I was a social work major, and I was just like, man, like I wanna be a adolescent and family counselor. You know what I mean? Like, I want to help young men and just young people, you know, and I want to bring families back together because of my specific background with my specific story.
Yeah.
And I joined a fitness organization after I stopped playing football.
Okay.
And, you know, a fitness organization called Fitness Fanatics, shout out to JC. And, you know, I was training under him, working out with him. And he was like, and I was really loving it. I had always loved fitness. I didn't realize that was a gifting area, though.
Right.
And he was like, man, like, you know, I really see you doing something with this. And I was like, okay. Like, you know, so one day I really was just thinking like, man, like maybe, man, I felt like God was telling me to change my major. And so I was really thinking like, man, like, should I change my major? Should I really like go all in on this? You know, and I was talking to another friend of mine and I was talking to him and I was like, man, like I really love this fitness stuff, but I also want to stick to this, area of helping people in terms of counseling, helping people spiritually and something like that. Cause that's part of what I've been doing since I was younger. Like people used to make fun of me for it, but you know, I can't help it.
Right. Right.
So, it's like, man, like I want to combine them. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do that, but what would I call that? And he was like, bro, spiritual fitness. So ever since that day, like, it never left my mind. Like, God has been, you know, just giving me downloads every day of, okay, make this workout plan, do this, do that. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Everywhere I go, every building I go into, I see spiritual fitness on it. I don't see it as what it is. I see the future plans. So
that's funny how that really just moved into the main topic is, you know, out of everything that, you know, took place and everything that was presenting itself to you, you had a decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
And so, y'all, today's topic, as you can see on the title, is choices. So you already know what time it is. We break it down into three sections. Choices. Choices are powerful. Choices are purposeful, and choices are productive. So, Jay, my question is to you, since we're on the first section, how can choices be powerful?
Choices are extremely powerful because we think of choices as just, oh, this is the choice I'm making for me, mm-hmm. right? But none of it's actually all the way 100% for you, right? I have this reminder in my phone. I heard somebody quote it, and it said, the life your kids will have depends on your actions today. Right? Depends on your choices today. The life that your family will have, the life your friends will live, everything, right? Anybody attached to you, it depends on your actions today, on your choices. You know what I mean? I can make a choice, a split second decision that can alter my life completely. For good or for bad. You know what I mean? So daily choices are powerful. You never know who's watching you. You never know who's looking up to you. And good or bad situations, you never know that the choices that you make it could possibly catapult you into that dream, that goal, that vision that you have. You know what I mean? Like I said, spiritual fitness is me, right? So me going through my family issues at home, me going through my issues within sports, but choosing to, you know, keep my head, choosing to stay in the game, choosing to, you know, keep my composure, brought about spiritual fitness today.
Right.
You know, so choices, choices really just aren't just in that moment, right? It's future. The present is today. I mean, the future is today. Sorry.
No, I like how you said that. You know, it's literally every choice that you make will not only affect you, but will affect your future. You know, no matter how small or big, you know, the choice is, every choice that you make is extremely important. You know, from, hey, should I spend, you know, should I go out today? Or like, knowing that, hey, I might need to save money for this big purchase that's coming up. You know, it can be slight as that, or to a big decision on which school for my high schoolers, which college do I want to go to? Which college is going to be the best for me? You know, make sure, you know, I research on what is going to be the right decision for me. You know, all choices are extremely important. And so since that we know that choices are powerful, choices are purposeful. And so, you know, everybody has a goal. Everybody has, you know, a purpose in this life. And so everybody wants to be the best that they can be. And so what choices is, when you make those choices to help you with it, because we know it's so powerful, are you making choices that are going to pursue you or move, or what Jay said, catapult you forward into your purpose? Or is it going to hinder you? Or is it going to slow you down? So, Jay, how can we, I guess, like, make choices that can really just help us pursue? Or, like, what ways can we go about it?
As far as, like, choices that can catapult you into the future and then choices that can kind of take you backwards. Sometimes when God is moving, right? Sometimes when His will is being done within the choices, you can kind of feel like you're going backwards sometimes, right? So it's like, what do you do when this choice doesn't make sense? You know, like, for example, over the summertime, I had an internship. Like I said, I'm in the fitness field, right?
Exactly.
So I got into an internship over the summer, and guess what we were doing the whole summer? Cleaning.
Okay.
Moving stuff.
All right.
And doing podcasts.
Okay.
So I was like, God, like, what? Like, why am I here? Like, what's, like, I felt like I had gone backwards. Right? But through that actually catapulted me to be able to talk on this show right now. I'm here. You know what I mean? Or, like, I met my girlfriend through it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A lot of the content that I record now for my business, I learned how to sit and do that this summer. So I was like, so a lot of times when the things don't make sense, it's really a setup, you know? And so just really like being open to, you know, different things, right? You know, yes, we believe that it's our choice, but there's also a will that we have to be in. You know, we also have to be in alignment. If you believe in God or higher power, we have to be in alignment with that will. Sometimes it's not going to make sense. Sometimes it's not going to be what you want it to be. Like, for example, right, me being here at Central State University, this was not my choice. I knew nothing about Central State. I didn't know that it was a school. I didn't know it existed, right? If it was up to me, I'd be in Texas at PV, right? Mm-hmm. I was telling God that that's what I want to do. This is what I want. Blah blah blah. I was thanking him because, you know, yeah, I'm gonna be in Texas and blah 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 blah, whatever, whatever, right? So what do you do with your choice when God's like, nah? What do you do? You know, so I applied to Grambling, I applied to Prairie View, I applied to Western, I applied to, yeah, those three schools, man. And one at a time, came in, denied. Grambling, denied. Western, where I have connections at, denied. And this wasn't for, because I didn't have the grades. I had the grades, and it was like, oh, you have the grades, you have the ACT score, but you miss one point in this subject, so we're going to deny you. Like, that's stuff that people get accepted for, but they normally take a placement test, right? I was getting straight denials. So I'm like, God, like, what's up? Like, you feel me? And somebody had just literally spoke life into me and was like, yo, you're going to go away to school. You're going to be this, this, and this, blah, blah, blah. And when I was going through depression, you know, from my home stuff and the football stuff, my mom's like, God told me to tell you greater. So I was like, okay. And then fast forward to all these denial letters, and I'm like, God, like, this don't feel like greater. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, and I was like, whatever, like, I'm going to PV anyway. Prairie View came in, denied. Lord, you said greater. You said I'm gonna be this, this, and this. You said blah blah blah, whatever, whatever. That was my only choice. I don't wanna stay home and, you know, be in this situation. I don't, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? So sometimes we have to allow him to, we have to submit to his will, and he'll make the choice for us, but it'll end up being the best choice. I actually forgot that I had applied to Central. And my mom called me one day, was like, congratulations, you've been accepted to Central State University. I hung up the phone and went back to sleep. Then I woke up, was like, wait, what? Hold up. Like, my first day, my orientation, like there's no turning back. My orientation was my first time seeing the campus, right? But like I said, that choice catapulted me into, you know, where I am now. Like, best decision ever, right? I'm here, got you as a brother, met Magic Johnson, met a bunch of great people, just countless amount of doors that are open, you know what I mean, for me. So sometimes, man, choices, I'm sorry, this is a drawn out answer, but
no.
Choices, man, a lot of them don't make, some of them don't make sense, especially when you're in the will of God. Don't make sense sometimes, but it will in the end, you know. So that's how powerful that they are, though, you know. So if I would have been like, nah, I'm not gonna go to Central, I'm gonna stay home and do my own thing, it's like, all of this wouldn't have happened. I probably wouldn't even have spiritual fitness, you know. So
that's crazy. And you know, but the purpose, I feel like it's it goes down and relates heavily to the last point, and the last point is productive. Your choice is going to help you produce the result that you're looking for. You know, I can give you an example, Jay. You're a part of spiritual fitness.
Yeah,
I'm focused on the physical part.
Got you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get fit, if you want to look right, hit my boy Jay up. But I'm gonna give you an example. If I want to be, you know, physically fit, and actually gonna use all the three boards. If I want to be physically fit, mentally fit, or spiritually fit, I need to make decisions that are going to help me produce the results that I'm looking for. So physically, if I want to be physically fit, I want to be physically looking good, well, then I need to eat the right things. I need to eat the right things and work out, you know, consistently. If, you know, I wake up in the morning saying, hey, you know, I'm supposed to be working out today and I decide not to, well, that's going to affect my results that I'm looking for. Mentally, you know, mentally, I feel like, you know, self-awareness is a key factor to mentally feeling good about yourself, to mentally being healthy. So when moments when I'm by myself, like, do I make that decision to really spend time to myself, or I just hop on the phone and just get on social media? You know, those are you know, slight choices, but those are extremely choices that need to be made. Spiritually, I already know I'm a Christian, y'all, so we're going to break it down. If I don't, you know, stay consistent in my word, if I don't stay consistent in pursuing God, is my spirit going to be strong enough for when God showed me, though, when God put me through test? Les Brown said, you will have two things in life. You will have reasons and you will have results. And notice, reason does not count. So what will your result be? And to have a good result is making choices that are going to help improve you to be better. Because reasons, all reasons is just excuses. It really is. Now, like Jay said, some choices that we make, you know, they may seem bad. You know, other people may say, hey, that wasn't a good choice. But at the end of the day, you know, that choice might be the thing that you really needed to move forward. That choice of just letting that girl go, letting that guy go, because he and she really wasn't the one for you. But you, because you made that decision to let them go, you were able to move forward. And now, trust me, it hurt. That breakup hurt. But that hurt and that pain motivated you to create better standards of what you're looking for in your next relationship. You know, now, I get it, y'all. We're not going to make the right decision all the time. Jay, we're not going to make the decision. We're not going to make the right decision, bro. Every decision we have, like my mom Duke said, shout out to Mom Dukes, you will have good consequences and you will have bad consequences.
But never waste a lesson, right?
Exactly.
Never waste a lesson. So, you know, good decisions or bad decisions, they provide experiences. Right? You ever heard that saying that you learn way more in a loss than you ever could have won? Right? So what I like to say is losses equal lessons equal wins. Right? So is it really a loss? You know what I mean? So just really keep that in mind, right? The real loss is when you don't learn anything from it. That's the real loss. When you don't learn anything from it, so you don't grow, so you stay stagnant, you stay the same. That's the real downside. That's really when you messed up, right? But when you mess up and you get up, shake it off, pack it under your feet, like my great grandfather used to say, there's nothing that can stop you.
The only person that can stop you
is you.
Is you.
You never you might be down, but you ain't never out.
And that's pretty much it, y'all. You know, we talked about choices. Choices are powerful. Yes. Little do you know, they are powerful. And so because they are powerful, how your choices are going to help you reach your purpose, reach your goals, and how your choices are going to help you produce the results you're really looking for. Now, granted, like I said, every choice you make is not always going to be perfect. We're all human. It's just, that's how life is. But at the end of the day, you will still grow and you will still learn from the choices that you make. I'm going to break it down. You already know, like I said, I'm a Christian. God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. So every choice that you make, it may seem confusing at first, but just know in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for God knows the plans for you. They are not plans to destroy you, but they are for good, to give you a hope and a future. So let his will be done. He knows the plans for you. So no matter what choices you make, I'm going to give that example. So let's just say you're on your phone, right? You're on the Maps app, and you're trying to get to a destination. We can say to a party, to the movies, to a restaurant, but there's a destination that you're trying to reach. And so I want to see all the hands, even though I can't see them. Just bear with me. Just put your hand up when you agree. We all missed a turn before. Jay, have you missed a turn before?
There's plenty of turns.
We missed plenty of turns. We like, but the GPS will always say
rerouting,
recalculating. Recalculating, because every time you miss that turn, it's always going to recalculate. And that's just how life is. Every time we don't go on the right turn, we're always recalculating, because God's going to keep on recalculating you to the goal, to the purpose, to the destination that you're supposed to be. So it's okay. You're going to reach it at the end.
I want to add something to that, right? Because when we talk about this, this can be a touchy topic, especially for right now, because, you know, I would like to say that we came out of it, but we're still in it. COVID. You know, what do you do when that interrupts your routine? Right? What do you do when all you can do is sit in the house and sit with yourself? Right? When your mind is messing with you, when you are, you know, sitting with yourself, so you have to face those things that you didn't want to face.
Right.
You know, or, you know, for my college students who are home, right? May have took a hit with their grades, may have took a hit financially, and now you back on campus trying to figure things out, right? Live in the moment. Don't be so caught up by the past, right? Because that's something that hit us all.
Yeah.
You know, like for me personally, I struggled because I was doing too many things at the time. I was trying to take care of my family, work, go to school, do all these other things that I felt like I had to do. And school fell by the wayside. And so now I'm fighting back. So now, you know, but those are choices I had to make in the moment.
Right.
So therefore now I'm, you know, fighting to graduate, fighting to, you know, do all these other things. And I be thinking back like, dang, if I wouldn't have did X, Y, and Z, then I, you know what I mean? But those were things I had to do.
Yeah.
You know, so think about choices, right? Don't let that guilt try to creep up on you, right? Good choices, bad choices, especially bad choices. Forgive yourself, right? Forgive yourself. You know, once you know better, you do better.
Right.
But if you don't know better, you can't blame yourself. You know. So yeah, I just really wanted to share that, because I believe it's some people out here who just really sitting there kind of blaming themselves, which is making them stay stuck.
Right.
When God is like, nah, let's go forward. I'm taking you somewhere. It's all for a reason. It's all for a purpose. I'm rerouting you, you know? So, yeah.
Hashtag recalculating your set. Right, y'all. That is it for the main topic. We definitely, me and Jay, definitely about to hop into the call-in section. And so, yeah, let's come in. And we have our first caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Sydney from Zion, Illinois.
Hey, Sydney.
Sydney!
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hi, babe.
So, Sydney, so what we doing today for the show? We're not doing too much. We're just checking up on people. So, what's been going on? How's school?
School is stressful, but, you know, gotta do what you gotta do.
You got it.
As you should, period. We almost done.
Don't say that.
But, just want to say thank you for calling in, and definitely got to call again, for real.
No problem. Nah. Thanks.
And that is it for the call-in section, man. This was a good episode. Jay, man, I just want to say thank you for coming on to the show, man. It's about time, man, because it's only season one. And now you're back on season four. Thank you, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Man, thank you for having me, man. I'm honored. Anytime.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, you got to let them know where they can follow you at on, you know, IG or social media, your personal page if you want to. But definitely your spiritual fitness page as well.
Spiritual fitness page is Spirit Fit 3.
Okay.
And then my personal page is _J, then the number 2, and then the fit _. So J2Fit. So, yeah.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, man, go follow my boy, man. He got that good content for you, man. He'll get you right. Body, physically, mentally, and spiritually. But that's it. Jay, thank you again. I love each and every one of y'all. And we'll see you next Monday. Shiny shine out. Peace.
Choose wisely. Will I fall? Will I fall?